Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And coming up later in the show, we will talk with Robin Cole, Executive Director of Pawnee Mental Health, coming up around 9:32 this morning. But we're going to start first to have the show, as we do on this fourth Thursday of the month, with Dr. Tim Schaefer. He's Associate Professor in the Department of Communication Studies at Kansas State University and also the Assistant Director of the Institute for Civic Discourse and Democracy. Dr. Schaefer, good morning.
Good morning to you.
Well, it's good to have you on once again, as we were just talking here before we went on air. Back to the car studio again.
Back to the car studio, although I was in my office back on campus at K-State yesterday for something briefly. I was giving a presentation to an organization called Campus Compact. It's a lot of universities and colleges are part of it across the country, and so I took it as it was my opportunity. We have a very staggered schedule for us to be able to go back onto campus a little bit on occasion, and it happened to be my turn. So I took it as an opportunity to actually utilize my office, and it was really nice to be able to kind of be back there. It was one of those times, like when you go on vacation and you come back into your home for the first time after a period of days or longer, and you can tell what your house smells like. I could tell what my office smelled like, and it smelled like books, but it was very nice.
Very good. Well, it's nice to be getting back to some sort of sense of normal, I guess. We're seeing a lot more of that now as things are getting reopened here. I think it's a good time to have you on the program here because we do have the legislature coming back next week for a special session. And one thing I've noticed here, and I think a lot of folks have, is the political climate surrounding this whole pandemic just growing and growing, it seems like, right in front of our eyes, maybe even being politicized in a time when we don't really need it to be.
Yeah, I think we're seeing it. We're seeing it here in Kansas and elsewhere. You can follow a lot of national stories and a lot of localized ones that I think are highlighting the kind of the political nature of something that really ought not be. And it highlights, I think, from a lot of our previous conversations, just the fact that we have experienced kind of the partisanship and frankly the polarization kind of seeping into just about every aspect of life, that it was not totally unexpected or unheard of to have this going on in this way, but it's really detrimental. This is where being able to engage across those differences constructively is really helpful and frankly vital. And if we couch whatever decision made by one official or a leader, and if you are on the opposite side of the spectrum, if you think about it that way, and you just choose to do the other thing, then that's really really diminishing kind of the sense of shared life together. And that's, I think, unfortunately, some of what we're experiencing. Not to say that there's a singular or a very narrow kind of right way to do something, but it does invite, I think, more conversation about it, of how do we balance these competing tensions, right? How do we think about something like public health with economic health and vitality? And those are vital questions that, in fact, Archon Fung at the Harvard Kennedy School not too long ago wrote in the Boston Review about why we need more democracy, not less, right now, because expertise has a critical and vital and essential part in responding to a health crisis like we're dealing with now, but that's not the only voice or perspective. But having it only be kind of opposed, if you want to think about it, in rather dramatic ways, whether it's kind of taking over state capitals or burning effigies, things like that, that's not constructive discourse. That's not a contributing factor to the collective health of how we think about and deal with some of these challenges we have.
Well, yeah, we're seeing it right before our eyes here with the legislature, and it seems like at the state level, anyway, it's almost like a power grab. Who has the right to tell us when we can or can't open? And we go back and forth with this issue. I don't know who's right here, and I don't know that anyone knows exactly who's right. But it seems to be that we won't even hear the other side's opinion here. There's not a lot of room for compromise.
Yeah, one of the really detrimental things, and we've seen it trending this way for a long time, or a relatively long time, of kind of opposition to a particular, not just a statement or a position, but the actions taken by someone. So if the legislature is held by, say, one party, and the governor is of another party, then it sets up a scenario, and we're not just talking Kansas, we're seeing it in other places too, that it becomes a bit of a proxy for this kind of polarization. And that's, in my perspective, it's really detrimental in some significant ways, that these are the moments where we have to, as colleagues in some of the space, right, we have to kind of reach for our better angels to draw from Lincoln and operate in a slightly different way. But it's hard to kind of break some of those norms and practices that we've come to adopt and embrace in just about every aspect, especially in governing. And we're seeing it potentially as a hindrance, and also as a real detrimental factor in not just the life of a democracy, but in people's lives physically in general, right? We're experiencing either actions or the lack thereof that are having real implications on people. And this is where I think the overdoing of, as Robert Talese writes about in his recent book, Overdoing Democracy, right? When politics kind of pervades everywhere, we lose something. We lose some aspect of our shared life that appropriately should not be kind of wrapped up and grounded in that sense of polarization or of partisanship.
And we're speaking with Dr. Tim Schaefer here on the program, News Radio KMAN. Last week we found out one of our local state lawmakers is going to be not seeking re-election, and that's Tom Phillips, a Republican. And one of the things, and he was candid about it, he's kind of growing tired of the partisanship that's taking place there. And he's a more self-proclaimed moderate Republican in the sense, but when you hear that, after 8 years, I'm just want to do something else. That's a little disheartening, I think, for some to hear that the political climate is so rough that you just don't want to serve anymore.
Yeah, I have gotten to know Tom Phillips a little bit through some of my work with the legislature and some of the efforts that are going on there to operate a little bit differently within that body. So people like Tom Phillips, Steve Johnson, Kathy Wolf Moore, Elaine Bowers, and others, Sidney Carlin, others have really tried to, I think, champion some of these efforts that were grounded in this idea of civil discourse, which largely is how do we work across these differences that we have. And in Kansas politics, we see it not just from Republican and Democrat, but even within, say, the Republican Party itself, a little bit of a kind of a more moderate wing and a more conservative, frankly, more dramatic way than, say, on the Democratic side. But to have Phillips kind of come out and say it as explicitly as he did is really, I think, honestly disheartening. He's a representative of the West Side of, part of the West Side of Manhattan and a fair amount of Riley County. He reflects, I think, constituency that is mixed and divided in some significant ways. So there's an appropriateness to have someone who, I think, operates from a level of kind of a standpoint of moderation for a lot of things is really helpful and appropriate. So I think it's a loss in many respects for some of the work that I've been doing with the legislature and many others. And my hope is that, but we've seen it, that we don't continue to lose some of these voices, because when we think about it, if we were to lay it out on a kind of a spectrum, there's some wonderful visualizations, especially in the U.S. Congress from about the middle of the 20th century through the beginning of the 21st. The fact that we've lost the more conservative Democrats and the liberal Republicans, the people who occupy these slightly kind of in-between or moderate spaces, that's got a huge impact, right? Because knowing full well that folks like Tom Hawk and Tom Phillips have good working relationships across these lines is really vital in politics today. And so losing a champion like that is, I think, speaks volumes to just that sense of frustration. So I wish him well, and I've been appreciative of the work that he's done and how I've gotten to know him a bit. But like I said, Steve Johnson, Tom Hawk, Tom Phillips, Kathy Wolf, Moore, Elaine Bowers, others have really tried to champion a different way of doing their work together, and I hope that continues even beyond his retirement and his kind of stepping down from that role.
I'll tell you what, let's take a break. We'll continue our conversation here after this word from our sponsors on News Radio KMAN.